Hello. So this is Tarman, obviously, and I posted a little sort of thread topic, whatever you want to call it, earlier, and you guys were giving me questions that you'd like me to answer, so that's what I'm going to do. I've got some quite interesting ones and some ones that I kind of expected to get and some that I didn't expect to get, so this should be quite interesting, and I hope you enjoy my answers and get to know me a little bit better, because that's the whole point of this, really, isn't it? So, I have a bunch of questions. I'm not going to name who they're from. I'm just going to go through them. So, number one, what made you decide to start posting to Reddit? What do you enjoy and conversely not enjoy about it? Well, I can't remember quite how long ago it was when I started posting. A good few years, probably 5, 6, maybe even 7. I was actually on here a long time ago under a different username on the suggestion of a guy that I was dating at the time who was, maybe still is, a Reddit user, I'm not sure. He suggested that I posted Gone Wild just because he thought it would be fun. And I was a little bit apprehensive at first, but I thought, okay, I suppose I'll give it a go. And I posted maybe twice under that account, the name of which I really can't remember. And then once he saw the attention I got, he didn't like it at all and requested that I stopped posting. And at the time I was like, oh, okay, I don't want to upset you, I'll stop, I promise. And I did. We broke up sometime after that and I kind of wanted a bit of a confidence boost. And I thought, I'm going to post a Gone Wild again. So I created a new account, which is the Tarman one. And I've been doing it ever since then. That's a good few years now. And I enjoy it. It's fun, it's a creative outlet for me because I'm a very creative person. In real life, I'm an artist, so photography has always been something that I've had quite an interest in, and I do enjoy, for the most part, the interactions I have with you guys here, because some of you are really, really lovely and really appreciate and enjoy the effort that I put into my photos, because that's my whole thing, is I like to put that little bit more of a spin, a little bit something interesting into the photos I take and make it something a little bit different than what you'd usually see on Reddit. As for what I don't enjoy about it, I think a lot of Gone Wild posters would say this. It's the endless messages you get from guys wanting to show you their penis or get them to rate their dick, and just, ugh, it's very grating after a while. Most of the time it's like water off a duck's back and I don't really feel bothered by it, but they can get pretty irritating after a while. Second question is, what do you do to pay the bills? Well, currently I work in retail. I've worked in retail for a long time now. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to mention specific places. And as I mentioned briefly in my first question, I'm also an artist, so I do a lot of illustration. The main focus of my work being fetish and BDSM art. So I kind of tie my photography work into that. I say photography work like I'm a famous photographer, that's absolute bollocks, but you know what I mean. Third question, from what you've shared in the past, I think you're about 30, live in England and enjoy horror films. What else is important to know about you? I'm almost 30, I'm 29, I'll be 30 in the new year. I wouldn't say there's anything super important to know about me, because, I don't know, that kind of makes me sound like I'm a super important person. I'll just spout a random little fact about myself. I have arthritis. I've had arthritis since I was 2 years old. It's a very odd specific strain of arthritis called juvenile idiopathic. Juvenile being because I was diagnosed obviously when I was 2 years old, and it's kind of developing into rheumatoid, but for the most part I manage it pretty well with like diet, medication and all that kind of stuff. So it got really bad in my teenage years, but I've gotten over the worst of it. Actually today I had a really bad flare up and I haven't been very well, so you know, swings and roundabouts, but it's okay. Question 4. You appear to be in fantastic shape. Thanks. Yeah, don't strike me as a gym rat. How do you maintain that flat belly? Well, I'm not a gym rat, so you're quite correct in that estimation. How do I maintain that flat belly? I don't really maintain it as such. You can't really see, but I'm doing like air quotation marks. Like I'm actually talking face to face to someone. Anyway, I eat reasonably well. I do like watch what I eat. I do like junk food now and then. I've got quite a sweet tooth. So I do treat myself, but I don't eat in excessive amounts, and I like to cook for myself. And currently I live at home with family, so they're quite healthy eaters as well, so that helps. And I walk a lot. I try to exercise where and when I can, so I think that helps maintain a flat belly. Okay, so the next lot of questions are not safe for work ones. So it sounds pretty fun. How old are you when you lost your virginity, and how would be lovely as well? I'm not sure what the last part of that question pertains to. I was 21 when I lost my virginity, I think. Yeah, 21. Oh, and how would be lovely as well. Oh, I get it. And how did I lose my virginity? It was just to the guy I was seeing at the time. Nothing super special. No super romantic losing your virginity scenario that you see in movies sometimes. But it was what it was. 2, how did you discover ass play? A guy I was dating a few years ago wanted to introduce me to it. And that's when I bought my first butt plug, which I still have and I use from time to time. It's not something I'm heavily into anymore because I think the guy I'm currently with isn't really into it either. So it's kind of gone on the back burner a little bit. Like, I enjoy it, but it's not the be all and end all of most sexual experiences to me. 3, what sexual fantasies are still on the list? God, somebody asked me this question the other day and I didn't really answer it because I don't really have any at the moment. It's very mood dependent fantasies for me. Most of the ones I've always wanted to do, I've actually done them now. Like go to a swingers club, I've done that. Sort of perform in front of an audience, I've done that. So yeah, there's nothing really on my list at the moment, but if that changes, I'll let you know. 4th question, what do you most enjoy about your boyfriend's proclivities? I don't know what the word proclivity means, so I'm going to look that up real quick. It's a very recent start of a relationship to me, actually, only in the last couple of weeks or so. He's a lovely, lovely guy, though. I really enjoy being around him. So let me just look up what proclivities means. I feel like I should know that word. Oh, a tendency to choose or do something regularly, an inclination or predisposition towards a particular thing. Okay, in that case, he's very, 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 very forceful in a good way. He's like very dominant, and that is really, really attractive, so I think that would be what I enjoy most. So yeah, that would be it, I guess. The next bunch of questions for another user are quite cute, so let's answer these. 1, big spoon or little spoon? Little spoon all day, every day, 24/7, 365. It just makes me feel safe, it makes me feel cozy, it makes me feel looked after, and that is what I like. 2, have you ever named a body part yours or somebody else's? I named an ex-boyfriend's dick Sir Winston, and I think that's about it. I'm not really in the habit of naming body parts, so there's that. 3. The gods proclaim that you must appear on one reality show or game show or else the earth will swallow you whole. Which show do you choose? I think I would go more for a reality show because I'm not very good with like game shows. So my general knowledge is like it's okay, but it's not great. Reality show, I really love watching Great British Bake Off. Who doesn't? Show so good. So it would probably be that because I do enjoy baking. Like I love baking so much. So that would be a good one for me, I think. 4. Would you ever collaborate with another Gone Wild poster? I would. That would be fun. I'm not really super aware of some of the names of like popular Gone Wild posters on here. It's really bad I don't really keep up with many because I kind of just do what I do and that's it. I leave it at that. But I'd be open to such an idea. I think it would be cool. Blow people's minds a little bit. And the last question. Is there nothing that 100 men or more could ever do? I don't know. Maybe bless the rains down in Africa, perhaps? I love that song. I fucking love Toto. But yeah, so that's another thing for another time. So that is the bunch of questions I got for this first round. I'm open to do more of the same thing again in the future because it's like fun. I want people to get to know the girl behind the tits, as it were. So if you have any more questions, feel free to post them below. I might do another thread and you can ask me some more. So yeah, this is Tarman signing off. Bye-bye.